Tonight's shiur is on this week's maftir, which is Parshas HaChodesh, and the title of the shiur tonight is Guarding the Matzos. Tonight we're going to look at a couple of psukim from Parshas HaChodesh in source number one. The main pasuk is Pasuk Yud Zayin, and the Torah describes an idea of protecting or guarding the matzos, the mitzvah of matzah or matzah itself. We're going to try to understand it conceptually and philosophically, what the idea is of Shimor, of Ushmartim es HaMatzos. So let's look at source number one. It's Pasuk Tez Zayin, and it starts off with Vayom Rishon Mikra Kodesh, Vayom HaShvi Mikra Kodesh Yalachem, Kol Mulacha, Lo Yaseh Lachem Acha Asher Yachel Lachol Nefesh Hu Levado Yaseh Lachem. So on the first day of Pesach and the seventh day of Pesach, we're not allowed to do Mulacha, we can't do work. And the only time you're allowed to do work is for Ochel Nefesh, so we're allowed to use fire, for example, to cook. Anything for personal use, for personal pleasure, is allowed. Ushmartem, we're in Pasuk Yud Zayin, source number one. Ushmartem es hamatzos, ki be'etzem hayom hazeh hutzeisi es tzivoseichem eret mitzrayim. Ushmartem es hayom hazeh ledoroseichem chukas olam. And you shall watch the matzos, because in the middle of the day, I took the legions out of Mitzrayim, and you should also protect this day for all generations. And then Yudchet says, Barishon Barbas are Yom HaChodesh Ba'arev Tochlu Matzos Ad Yom HaEchad Ve'esrim HaChodesh Ba'arev. And also you should eat matzah from the first day of Pesach to the last day of Pesach. So in these three psukim, the Torah delves into matzah, the mitzvah of matzah. But the main pasuk we're going to focus on is Yud Zayin. It says, Ushmartem es HaMatzos. You should watch the matzos. Ki be'etzem hayom hazeh utzeisi es tzivoseichem eretz Mitzrayim. So the question is, what is this idea that the Torah is presenting of watching the matzos or guarding the matzos? So what is the concept of guarding matzos? Why does the Torah tell us that we're supposed to do shmira on the matzos? So if we look in source number two, Rashi says, Ushmartem es hamatzos, shelo yavo lidei chimutz. So this means that you're supposed to watch the dough when you're making matzah and try to make sure that it doesn't turn into chametz. Mikan amru tafach tiltosh bitzonein. So we learn from here that if it starts swelling up, if you see dough and it starts rising too much, what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to moisten it in the cold and prevent the dough from becoming chametz. So the first idea that Rashi explains is that the mitzvah of shmiras hamatzos, of protecting or watching the matzos, is that if you see the dough rising too much, where it'll become chametz, you're supposed to prevent it from becoming chametz. You're supposed to take the dough and put it into cold water and prevent it from becoming chametz. So, of course, the question is, what's the chiddush? So, the Torah, why does the Torah have to tell us that you have to stop matzah from becoming chametz? Of course, that matzah is not chametz. So, why do you have to teach us that? So, look in source number three, in the Sifsei Chachamim. He says, Pirish, ima matzah tifcha verotza lahachmetz, afal pi she'ein betficha mishum chimutz, titen yadea betzonein betitcha mepnei matzah kidei shetetztanein mishum chiyuv v'shmartem. So even if you know that it's not going to be chametz, but you see that it's trying to become chametz, you have to prevent it, and you have to put it into cold water in order to do a mitzvah, or to fulfill the mitzvah shmira. So Rashi is saying that it's not just practical, that when a person's making matzah, they have to be careful and make sure that it doesn't turn into chametz. But even if you have to be extra careful, he's saying, that even if you see that it's rising, even if you know that it might not or it won't become chametz, you still have to do shmira and you have to stop it and you have to put cold water onto the dough in order to prevent it from becoming chametz. So you have to understand, why does matzah demand this? Why does matzah demand this idea of shmira? What's this concept of preventing the matzah, from the dough, from swelling, even if you know that it's not going to become chametz? Why is there this mitzvah, or why is the Torah alluding to this? And then the second point in Rashi, looking back in source number two, now he brings down a little bit of a drush. He says, Rabbi Yeshua Omer, al tihi korei es hamatzos, ela es hamitzvos. So if you look back in the pasuk, in Yud Zayin, it says, Ushmartem es hamatzos. He says, the Medrash says, that you should change matzos to mitzvos. Kederech she'in machmitzen es hamatzah, just like you have to prevent the matzah from becoming chametz, kach ein machmitzen es hamitzvah. You also can't allow a mitzvah to become chametz either. Ela im bal yadcha asei osa miyad. So if you have an opportunity to do mitzvah, you have to do it right away. So this is very strange, this Rashi, the second part of Rashi, which is that this drasha is comparing preventing matzah dough from becoming chametz to mitzvos, and somehow there's some comparison that just like by matzah, when you're making matzah, you have to prevent it from becoming chametz. So too, by mitzvos, there's some type of chimutz of mitzvos. I don't even know what that means. What does it mean that a mitzvah becomes chametz? How can a mitzvah become chametz? But Rashi quotes it. He says, "Kach ein machmitzen es a mitzvah el im bal yadcha asei osam yad." If it comes into your hands, do the mitzvah right away. So obviously, there's the question on that medrash is it doesn't make sense logically. What is the chametz of mitzvah? What's the comparison between guarding matzos and guarding mitzvos? So what's the purpose of this drush? But then furthermore, of course, we're going to try to understand if there's a connection between the first part of Rashi and the second part. The idea of preventing the special mitzvah of preventing dough from becoming chametz, even if you know it won't be, but if you see it swelling a little bit and you have to put cold water on it, and the idea of ein machmitzen es ha-mitzvos, that you can't allow mitzvos to become chametz. What is the connection between the two? Okay, but basically at this point, we're going to hold off on the Medrash and we're going to look at the Gemaras on what the idea of Shmura Matzah is, what's the concept. But the first concept that Rashi quotes based on the Pasuk is that the mitzvah of Shmura Matzah is simply that when you have dough and you're making matzah, if you see the dough starting to rise too much, you have to stop it from rising. You have to put cold water on it and prevent it from becoming chametz. And the Sifsei Chacham adds, even if you know it won't become chametz, it doesn't matter. You have to actively prevent it from becoming chametz. Okay, so that's one idea. So let's look at the source for that idea before we move on to the different elements of Shmira Matzah. The source of it is the Gemara in Psachim. So let's just look inside in source number 4. So Rashi wasn't making up this idea that you're chayev to put cold water on dough that starts to rise, but it's actually the Mishnah in Psachim. It says, Rama Gamliel Omer Shalosh Nashim Lashos Ka'achas Ve'ofos B'tanur Echad. So Rama Gamliel says that three women can do lisha; they can knead the bread at the same time, the dough, and they can even use the same oven to bake zu achar zu, this one after the other one. So there seems to, according to Rama Gamliel, we're not choshesh for any possibility of dough rising in the oven before the next one is put in, or we're not choshesh for chametz. V'chacham omrim shalosh nashim oskos bevatzei ka'achas achas. Achas losha, v'achas oreches, v'achas ofe. So the Chacham say you can't have them all use the tanner one after the other, but they can each be part of the process of one piece of dough. Rabbi Akiva Omer, lo kol anoshim, lo kol ha'itzim, lo kol ha'tanurim shavin. So Rabbi Akiva explains that the reason for the Chachamim, that they're more machmir, is that it's because there is a possibility, there is a chashash of chametz, and whenever there's a chashash of chametz, so we have to be careful. And at the end of it, this is where Rashi comes in. He says, "Zeh klal tafach tiltosh betzonin." So the general rule is that if you see dough rising, you have to take cold water. Tzonin is cold water, and moisten the dough to prevent it from becoming chametz. So the source for Rashi's idea is the Mishnah. It's a real halacha. So the halachic idea is that when a person sees dough rising, they have to prevent it from becoming chametz. Rashi, "Zeh klal." Look in source number 5. "Zeh klal tafach abatzek biyada." If a woman sees that the dough is going to rise, tiltosh yadeh b'mayim, she should put her hands in water, tzonein, v'tik tefena v'titztanin, and she should moisten the bread, and it'll cool it down and prevent it from becoming chametz. So I just brought that Mishnah in just to show you the end part, the end halacha, which is that Rashi source for this mitzvah of Shmira, that when a woman is, or a man is dealing with dough, they have to be extra careful. They have to try to stop or slow down the chametz or prevent it from becoming chametz. But obviously the question is the same question. Isn't that just practical? Isn't it just practical that a person has to prevent matzah from becoming chametz because there's an isser to have chametz? You're not allowed to eat chametz on Pesach. So what is the chiddush of the Mishnah? What's the chiddush of Rashi that you have to prevent dough from becoming chametz? What's the big chiddush here?
Excuse me, what?
Yeah. I was reading the Mefarshim on the Mishnah. I think the problem is that if you have dough in the oven first, it might stay in too long, or I'm not exactly sure. You know what? I have to look up the Mishnah. I have it right here. I have it. I'll look up the Mishnah. I'll email you, but I'm not exactly sure what the problem is. I looked it up earlier. Hold on. Let me just get it out here. I have it right next to me. So I'll read you the Kahati's explanation because it's a good question. He says like this. Okay, so it says like this. And I'm just going to read the Kahati. He's like an explanation for the Mishnah. He says, Shlosh Nashim Loshos Ka'achas Biyachad Ba'osos Man Kol Achas Es Isasa Lafias Matos. So three women can knead bread at once for their own matzahs. Ve'ofos Besaner Echad Zuachar Zu. Afa Pi Shabatzik Shal Achas Sarach Lishos Ad Shishtaim Ha'acheros Yofu Asalan. Oh, it's because the first dough has to wait till the next two are finished baking, till they can use the oven. So in the meantime, the dough might rise. Ein chashash chimatz. That's the problem. Meaning, if you have three women and they're all doing lisha at the same time, the first two, the first one's going to put in, then the second one's going to put in. But in the meantime, the third one, the third woman's dough has been waiting around and it might rise and turn into chametz. So Rabbi Gamliel holds that we're not choshish for that, but the chacham say we are choshish for that. And therefore, he holds that they have to do it in shifts. Like, they can't, you can't let the dough just stay there so that it'll rise on its own. You have to do it in shifts. So each, the three women can work on one at one time, dough, and bake it. And then afterwards, they can work on the second. And then after that, the third. So that's the issue. Yeah, it's but the reason why it's because the technical reason is because the first dough, if a woman has to wait to use the oven, if she has to wait in line, so the first dough could turn into chametz, and therefore, according to Rav Gamliel, we're not choshish. He says that we don't care about this, or we're not worried about this avera occurring. But according to the Chacham, they say that we are worried about this avera occurring, and Rabbi Akiva explains because. It might take, he says, not all women, I guess, knead at the same pace, and not all the, and not all ovens work the same way, so it could take too long to bake the matzah, or it could take a longer period of time, and it will give time for the original dough to rise and become chametz. But in the end of the day, the last halacha I was just trying to show you is that the main halacha, which we're going to focus on, is that we have to prevent the dough that's rising from becoming chametz actively. You have to put cold water onto it if you see it rising. So you have to understand what that halacha is. Is it just practical that you can't have chametz, or is there more of a conceptual idea to this halacha? Okay? So the next, so let's move on. So the there's so that's one idea in Shmira, but there's another case where the Gemara quotes this pasuk, the same pasuk, Ushmartim es ha-matos. So there's really three ideas of Shmura Matzah. They're all connected according to Rashi. So we're going to see it inside. Look in source number 6. So in source number 6, in Psachim Daf Mem Amad Aleph, so now we learn about the second idea of Shmura Matzah. Hadar Amar Rava, so Rava said, he came back and said, Mitzvah Liltos, it's a mitzvah to wash the chita, the wheat in water. Shenem Aru Shmartem Esamatos, Ilo Debay Lesisa Shimur Lamai. So if you didn't have to wash it, why would you have to guard it? What are you guarding it from? Meaning that the only way the mitzvah to guard it and prevent chametz is only if the wheat comes in contact with water. So there must be an idea of washing it in order to fulfill the mitzvah of guarding it. So ishimor, then the Gemara gets very technical. It says ishimor delisha, shimor delisha lav shimorhu. So it's not considered shmura. You're not guarding or watching the matzah if once the kneading occurs, it's too late. The Amar of Huna, Rav Huna says, "Betzeko shel nachrim adam emale kriso mehen ubevat shiyocha gezayis matzah b'achrona." So, if a person wants to fulfill his mitzvah of matzah, he can't fulfill it with a non-Jew's matzah, non-Jew's dough that was used. He has to eat gezayis of matzah at the end to be yotze. Meaning that because we assume that the nachrim, the non-Jews, they didn't guard or watch their, they didn't watch the dough, so you can't fulfill the mitzvah of matzah with that. And then it keeps going. It says, Bachrona in, Barishona lo. So at the end, yes, but in the beginning, no. My taima, mishum delo avad behu shimor. What's the reason? It's because they didn't do shimor. The nachrim, the non-Jews, they didn't do shmira on their matzah. So even if they produce matzah from the dough, you can't be yotze, the mitzvah matzah, which occurs at the end of the Seder, at the end of the Pesach, because they don't do shmura, they didn't guard it. Ulo avad le shimor me'afiya ve'elech. So maybe they did, or maybe you could do shimor, shmura, from baking and onwards. It doesn't have to be from before that. Ela lav shamina, shimor mei kara be'inan. But we learn from this brisa that you need to guard the chita, the wheat, from the very beginning. Umimai dilma shiny hus. And then the Gemara says, why? How do you know? De be'inna denachis l'shimor. Lo avad l'shimor aval hecha de be'inna denachis l'shimor. Avad l'shimor hachinami de shimor delisha havishimor. So this is technical. I don't really want to get into the details, but the Gemara is saying that how do you know this isn't a proof that shmura, that guarding the matzahs after kneading, isn't considered guarding? Maybe that was a unique case. So the Gemara goes on. Look at the last line. Vafilu hachi lo hadar be rava. Rava never went back from a statement. The Amrulu Lahana the Mahafri Kifi ki mafchisu afichu l'shem mitzvah, because he said that when the people were handling the sheaves of wheat, so they should handle them l'shem mitzvah for matzah's mitzvah. Al maksaver shimor miikara mitchilaso vatzofo beinan. Therefore, he holds that you need to guard it from the very beginning, meaning that according to Rava holds that you have to do shmura, you have to guard the matzah from becoming chametz, even from the time that it's wheat stalks that's in contact with water, you have to prevent it from becoming chametz. And he holds that occurs even before you do lisha, even before you turn it into dough and you actually turn it into dough and you knead it. He holds that the shmir, you have to guard the matzah from the very beginning, l'shem mitzvah, for the mitzvah of matzah, it has to be guarded. And look at Rashi in source number 7. He says, "Vafilu hachi delo ashkach Rava siyata lemilse." Even though there was no proof for what Rava was saying, because the Gemara rejects the brisa by the non-Jews as a proof. Lo hadar bemi ma d'amar bein an shimur kodem lisha. So Rava was insistent that you need to guard the matzah before the lisha. Mahafchi kifi hamarin v'koshen es hamarin b'yimosa katzir. And he, even the people who would handle the wheat before it was chopped up and before the wheat was ground up and became dough, even those people would have to be machmir and guard the wheat from contact that with water that would create chimutz, even from that point. So it's a chiddush. So the Gemara says, so there's two ideas now in Shmura. The first idea is Rashi that we saw based on the Mishnah and Psachim, which is that Shmura is that if you're dealing with dough and you see that it's swelling, you have to put cold water on it, which is the Rashi on the Chumash. But the second idea is a Shmira l'shem mitzvah, which is that you have to guard the, even from the very beginning, even from when they cut the wheat stalks down, they had to make sure that the wheat stalks from the very beginning, even prior to them being ground up and being used for dough, that you have to guard them from any type of contact with water that would create chimatz. And that is brought down in the Gemara. So that's the second idea of Shmira. So there's one other point here, and the Rambam brings it down. We're going to look at the Rambam after. But just at this point, there's two concepts in Shmura, and Matzah Shmura. One is that if the dough rises too much, you have to stop it from becoming chametz. And the second is that you even have to guard the wheat stalks for the mitzvah of matzah. To fulfill the mitzvah of matzah, you have to guard the wheat stalks even prior to them being made into dough. Even when they're just cut down as wheat stalks, you have to guard them from becoming chametz. So that's the second idea. And then the last idea, we'll look at the Rambam next. So the last idea, first we'll define Rashi. The last idea is in the Gemara in source number 9. So there's one other idea of Shmura Matzah. It says, Tanya Kavasi de Rabba, Yochel Yatzei de Chavaso, Bechalos Todo, Rekike Nazir. So you might think that a person could be Yotze, his mitzvah of matzah, with the chalos of a toda, which are matzah that's brought with a korban toda, or the wafers of a nazir, even though they're technically matzah. So let's say those are brought into the mikdash. Could you fulfill your mitzvah of matzah with those korbanos? Tamalom or shmartem es hamatos. You have to guard the matzos, protect them. Matzah hamishtameres l'shem matzah. It has to be that the matzah was guarded for the purpose of the mitzvah matzah. Yatzasa zu she'ena mishtameres l'shem matzah el l'shem zevach. So that which was guarded for a different purpose, let's say you guarded the wheat in order to create a zevach, in order to create a wafer that's used in a korban, so that you cannot fulfill your mitzvah matzah with. And Rashi over there, look in source number 10, he says, you have to be shomer, guard it for the purpose of matzah. So all the shimur that you do, that it shouldn't become chametz, hiskavin l'shem matzah shel mitzvah. You have to do it for the kavana of matzah shel mitzvah. So that's the third idea. So there's three ideas in shmura matzah, according to Rashi and the Gemaras. The first idea is that you have to be vigilant. When you see the dough rising, you have to stop it from becoming chametz. The second idea is that even from the time that it's cut, when the wheat stalks are cut, you have to make sure that the wheat doesn't come in contact with water that would make it chametz, and that seems to be the idea of for mitzvah. And the last idea is that the purpose of the shmirah, that when you do the shmirah, because the Gemara quotes shmartim b'samatos, you have to guard it from chametz for the purpose of the mitzvah of matzah. It's not enough; you can't just guard it from chametz, but it has to be guarded for the purpose of matzah shel mitzvah, the purpose of the mitzvah of matzah. So again, there's three. So the Torah tells us shmartim b'samatos, and we see three explanations, or not explanations, but three ideas that emerge from the Ushmartim Asamatos. So what is the connection between these three, and what is Rashi telling us in the first Rashi, that when a person has to seize the dough rising, he has to stop it from becoming chametz? And maybe we can explain the connection to the Medrash also as well. So I think the idea that Rashi is showing you, just from a basic level, and the Gemaras that we just read through, which is the first Svara of the Shir, is that that matzah, it sounds like just basic, the most basic step is that matzah demands a certain level of attentiveness, I would say. That a person, see, if the Rashi, that Rashi quotes the idea of tiltosh bitzonin, that if a person sees that the dough is rising too much, you have to moisten it with cold water. So what do you see from there? You see from Rashi and the Gemara and the Mishnah that the mitzvah of matzah demands a certain attentiveness, that a person can't just make dough and just leave it and let it go. But the whole idea of matzah is that a person has to be attentive to the process of making matzah, and it's not enough to just allow it to happen on its own. And it's this, and furthermore, when it comes to the mitzvah, it's that idea of attentiveness is taken even further, because Rashi says that from the very beginning of the process, based on the Gemara, from the very beginning of the process, when it's basically sheaves of wheat, you have to prevent it from becoming chametz till the end of the process, where when you want to create a matzah shel mitzvah, you have to have the right idea in mind. So all those ideas are the same concept. Really, the idea of shmirah, according to Rashi, is the concept that when a person is creating matzah, he can't look at matzah as just a natural byproduct of baking. It can't be like you're baking a cookie, like you have a recipe and you bake a cookie. No. What it is that matzah demands, in order to create an entity of mitzvah, matzah demands a certain level of attentiveness. It's not just something that emerges from just a natural process of baking, but it's something that demands that the person who's baking it, that the person who's making it, be deliberate in his actions and be attentive to what he's doing. So that's the idea of shmura matzah, shmartim asamatos, and there's different degrees to it. So the basic matzah is that a person has to prevent it from becoming chametz when it's dough. That's the most basic. That's not for mitzvah. But when it comes to matzah shel mitzvah, when you're creating a cheftza shel mitzvah, an entity that's going to be used to fulfill a mitzvah, it can't just come about. It can't just be created through a non-deliberate process, through just a non-attentive, just a natural process. It's for example, it's the same as building a sukkah. So you can't just build a sukkah and just not have in mind the dimensions of the sukkah and what makes a sukkah into a sukkah, or even by shofar, when you cut a shofar, there are all these halachos as to where a shofar can come from, and is it bent or is it straight. So it's the same thing with matzah. When you're creating matzah, it can't just be a baking, we're going to bake together and let's bake cookies and we'll also bake matzah. No. The idea of the Torah is saying that shmura or shmartim asamatos is an idea that you're creating a cheftza shel mitzvah, you're creating an entity of mitzvah, just like a sukkah, and it demands a certain attentiveness, a certain deliberation in creating it. It's not just a natural byproduct of baking. And that's seen in different levels or different degrees. The most basic is the case of the Chumash and the Mishnah, but in a more sophisticated level, when it comes to fulfilling the mitzvah of matzah through matzah, you need to have the utmost deliberation. It has to be that matzah has to be a byproduct of man's attentiveness, of a person paying attention and actually focusing on creating this entity and not just it happening on its own. So I think it's the same. So what's the connection between the Medrash to that Rashi? So I think that the connection is a very basic idea, but it's very important. So in general, by mitzvos, he's saying do the mitzvah as soon as you see it. So what is that? It's not just an idea of zrizim, excited to do the mitzvah, but it's an idea in attentiveness to the mitzvah as well. Just like by matzah, the Torah tells us that matzah is an entity of mitzvah and it demands a certain level of attentiveness in order to create that entity. So too by mitzvos in general, when a person encounters a mitzvah, the idea is that a person has to engage in the mitzvah with a certain attentiveness, with a certain deliberation. He's thinking about it. He's thinking about what he's doing, why he's doing it, all these ideas. The longer you wait And the more mundane the mitzvah becomes, the more natural it becomes, the less of an effect it has on the person's perfection, on the person's level. So the idea of doing it right away is that a person, when it's right away, a person's engaged, his mind is attentive to it. It's like when you sit in class, you know, I'll give you an example. It's like when you sit through a lecture, like this year. So the beginning of the lecture, a lot of times people pay attention to, and then your mind starts to wander, which is normal and typical of any class or any lecture. So it's the same idea with mitzvos. So if you do it right away, the idea of doing it right away as tied to the concept of matzah is that a person has to be aware, he has to be attentive when he's involved in the mitzvah, and doing it right away is really the best time to do it from an attentive standpoint. And once you let it go, like chametz, like matzah turning to chametz, once you let it go, it just becomes mundane, it becomes natural. It doesn't have any level of, it loses its impact or its effect on you. So I think that's the connection between the two. So I think it's a nice idea. So the idea of Shmura Matzah, according to Rashi, the Rambam has a different idea, but according to Rashi, the idea of Shmura Matzah is that matzah is an entity of mitzvah, and it therefore demands a certain level of attentiveness. And there's degrees of attentiveness, but the main idea is that a person has to be deliberate in creating matzah. It can't just be that we're going to have a bake session together and it's going to come out like you're making cookies. It's not like that. It's an idea that a person has to be attentive and careful in terms of what he's doing, because he's creating an entity of mitzvah. So I think that's the same idea by mitzvahs in general, that a person has to be aware of what he's doing and be attentive to what he's doing. And if not, it becomes natural, it just becomes mundane, and it takes away from the effect of the mitzvah itself. Okay, does that make sense? Anybody have any questions on that point? All right, fantastic. Okay, great. So then there's one other idea I wanted to say for the Rambam. So the Rambam was, let's go back on the source sheet. Look in source number 8. So the Rambam in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, he also has two ideas. He has two ideas of Shmura. He doesn't bring down that Rashi of Tiltosh Betzonin or the Mishnah, at least not that I'm aware of. But over here in source number 8, in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, Parakei Alach Ches, he says like this: Tavshil Shnisbashal V'nimtzu Bo Saorim Ochitim Im Nisbaku Harei Kol Tavshil Aser. So if a person is cooking and he finds that there's barley or wheat that's cracked, it's starting to crack, which is a sign of chametz, so the whole entire pot of food becomes aser. Sharei Nisarev Bo Chametz, because chametz has been mixed in, and that makes it the whole pot aser. V'im Lo Nisbaku Motzin Osan V'Surfin Osan V'Ochlin Shara Tavshil. But if they haven't cracked yet, you have to take them out, you burn them, and then you can eat the rest of the tafshil. She'ena dugan shenivlal onisbashel v'onisbaka chametz gomer shel Torah. So he says that any type of grain product that isn't cracked, there's no cracks in it, meaning it's not really chametz, so it's not really chametz in the Torah, so why do you have to take it out and burn it? Ve'ena lo medivrei sofrim, it's only chametz medivrei sofrim. Shnemar u'shmartem es amatzos, klomar, his haru b'matza v'shamru osa mikol tzad chimatz. So he says that you have to guard the matzah and guard it from all types of chametz. Lefichach, look in Halacha Tes on the next page. Lefichach amru chachamim, tzarech adam lizar b'dagan she'ochel mimenu b'pesach shelo yavo lov mayim achar she'niktzar ad shelo yebo shum chimatz. So he brings down that Rava idea, lahalacha, that when a person is making matzah, from the very beginning, when it's harvested, when the wheat is cut down, you have to make sure that there's no chametz at all. There's no water that ever attaches itself to the wheat stalks in order to prevent it from becoming chametz. So the Rambam is very makbid in general. And the Rambam is not just for the mitzvah, for matzah's mitzvah. In fact, I think the Rambam maintains that for all matzah and Pesach, you can only have matzah shmura, meaning by matzah shmura, I mean the matzah that was guarded from the time of katsira, from the time of harvesting. And he goes on, he says, "Dagan shenitba b'nahar o shenafal of mayim k'shem she'asher l'ochel kach asher l'kaimo." So if you have grains that were drowning in the river, they were immersed in water, or water fell on them, you can't even keep them. Elamochol Yisrael modio k'dei she'ochlenu kodem haPesach. You can sell it to a Jew, and so that they can eat it before Pesach. Then machru legoyim kodem haPesach mocher ma'ad l'chol echad ve'echad k'dei she'yichle kodem haPesach shem yachzar goyim v'mkren el Yisrael. And if you sell it to a non-Jew, you have to make sure that the non-Jew is going to finish it before Pesach, so they won't sell the grains that were in contact with water, because they potentially became chametz, so they won't sell them, and they'll eat them before Pesach. So you sell them a little at a time. So the Rambam holds that... Yeah, go ahead.
So
It's only after your kotzer, after you, not when it's in the field and it's raining on it. It's only after you harvest it. Yeah, yeah. Once your kotzer, once you harvest it, then you have to protect it and guard it. But the Rambam holds that this is not a din in the. The Gemara sounds like it's just in for the mitzvah matzah, but the Rambam, he doesn't mention that it's to fulfill the mitzvah. He holds by all matzah. All matzah demands this level of shimor, that you have to guard it from the very beginning, even from the time of ktsira, which is very extreme. And I think that's why the Rambam holds, I think lahalacha, many briskers will only eat shmura matzah on Pesach because of this Rambam, because the Rambam demands, based on our pasuk of shmartim es matzos, that all matzah be guarded from the very beginning, from shas ktsira. And only shmura matzah is really guarded from the very beginning. So what is this idea in the Rambam? So I think that, one idea in the Rambam, so I think he's saying something different than Rashi. Rashi was saying that shmura matzah is an idea in the attentiveness, that a person, when you're creating matzah, it has to be deliberate. It can't just be natural. You can't just let it go. But I think the Rambam is saying that you actually have to prevent chimots to create matzah. So this is a famous idea. I think I've heard this idea before, this svar before, so I don't want to take credit for it. But I think the Rambam holds that matzah is not just the absence of chametz. It's not just the lack of chametz, but it's the opposite. It's the antithesis of chametz. So the only way to create matzah properly is to prevent it from being chametz. You have to create the anti-chametz. It's not the absence. It's not just lacking chametz, but it's the opposite. It's the antithesis of chametz. So the way that you create it, the way you create it is by preventing it from becoming chametz, and that's necessary in order to create this entity of matzah. So if matzah were just the absence of chametz, then all I would say, the Rambam would say that you have to do is just let it go and make sure that it's not chametz, and make sure that it doesn't become chametz. But the Rambam says that you have to actively prevent it from becoming chametz, meaning that the identity of matzah is the antithesis of chametz. It's the opposite of chametz. And the only way to create it is through preventing the chimots. The maisa, or the act of preventing chametz, is the only way for matzah to emerge, regular matzah to emerge. Anything that doesn't emerge from that process is not real matzah, according to the Rambam. Matzah is only, it has to emerge from the prevention of chametz, because matzah is the antithesis of chametz. It's not just the absence of chametz. So I think that's the Rambam. Yeah.
I have a few questions.
No, it's just not matzah. It's not chametz. It's just not the matzah. It's not the matzah that you're allowed to eat on Pesach. It's not chametz.
So, what would be wrong with eating, but you would still say it's wrong to eat something that's not chametz?
I don't know if he holds it's wrong. I think he just holds it could be he holds it's a kiyum, or he doesn't hold it's wrong. Maybe he holds it's a kiyum. It's like an enhancement of the idea of matzah, because that's the identity of matzah. But for sure, he wouldn't hold that it's, I don't know if he would hold it's usher to eat matzah that wasn't, or I don't know if he holds it's a technical prohibition, or he holds that it's a kiyum, it's a better thing to do to eat matzah shmura. But it sounds like the Rambam's idea of matzah is that matzah is the antithesis of chametz. So that's why he demands,
what?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so.
I don't think it's an isser, yeah. No, nobody would say it's chametz. It's just a question of, it's an ideational question. It's a conceptual question. What do you hold matzah is? If you hold matzah is the absence of chametz, it just lacks chametz, and anything's matzah. But if you hold like the Rambam was makbid, because he holds that the identity of matzah is not the absence of chametz. It's really the opposite, the antithesis of chametz. So it has to emerge. It can only be created from the prevention of chimots. So it's that's. Yeah, that's the point. But the idea is that from its very inception, from the very beginning, the Rambam maintains that it has to be the act of preventing chimots has to be on the matzah from the very beginning. Meaning the whole process has to be one of prevention of chametz, because he holds that it's a special din in the definition of matzah. But it's a special idea. It's not saying that, I'm not saying that regular matzah is chametz, and I don't think the Rambam holds it's chametz. It's just saying that there's a kiyum, or there's an idea that the Torah is expressing, that the ideal is that matzah be created through this process because of the concept that matzah is the absent, not the absence, the antithesis, the opposite of chametz. I don't know if I can.
Okay,
sorry. Okay, one last point. Yeah. Okay, great. Thank you. All right, one last point, and then we'll summarize. One last point. So then there's the Rambam and one other halacha. So just before we move on, hopefully it's not too complicated, but there's just like two ideas here. I just want just the idea of Rashi is that Shimur is an idea in attentiveness, deliberation. According to the Rambam, the idea of Shimur is a general halacha in matzah. That matzah is not the absence, it's not just lacking chametz, but it's the opposite, the antithesis of chametz, the privation of chametz. That's what matzah is. So that's the Rambam. So one other point, one last point. So in source number 11, the Rambam brings down in a different halacha the idea of matzah shel mitzvah. This idea that the Gemara said before that you can't have matzah that was just made for a different purpose, for zevach, for korban. He says that it has to be, that the matzah has to be made for the shem matzah. And that's a different idea in Shmir. Look in Rashi, in the Rambam in source number 11. He says, Chalos toda rekiki nazir she'aso son la'atmo ein yotzen bahen shnemar ushmartem es ha-matos matzah mishtameres le'inin matzah bilvad hi she yotzen ba avalzu mishtameres le'inin ha-zevach. So he says, the Rambam says openly, like the Gemara, that if a person has matzah, let's say it's Seder night, when there's a mitzvah to eat matzah, you can't just have matzah that was created for a korban. It can only be matzah that was created for the purpose of mitzvah, and he learns it out from Ushmartem es ha-matos, the same pasuk as before. So now this, the Rambam has a different idea of Shmira. Rashi was very consistent. He holds that Shmira is always an idea in attentiveness, and there's just different levels of deliberation in terms of creating matzah. But the Rambam has two separate halachos. One is an idea of Shmira, that matzah's identity is the opposite of chimatz, of chametz. But now he has a different idea that you have to endow it with a positive quality of matzah shel mitzvah. So what is this idea? Why does the Rambam demand, or what's the concept that the Rambam demands as part of a Shmira, that that you give matzah the idea of mitzvah, matzah shel mitzvah? Where does that come from? What's the connection? Is there a connection between the other halacha? Is it separate halacha? What is the idea the Rambam's getting at? So here I want to try just a new svara, and then we'll just summarize. So there's a special halacha by the first night, special to the mitzvah, because the Rambam limits the idea of making matzah for the purpose of matzah just to the first night where there's a mitzvah. But there's another factor in the mitzvah of matzah. The Rambam brings down in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, Perek Hei Halacha Chaf. Look in source number 22. Mutar Lasei Satavlin Vashum Shemin VaKetzach Luchiyotz Ben Lesocha Batzik. You can put spices and sesame and poppy into the dough. V'chein Mutar Lolo She'isa B'mayim Meshemen Odvash V'Chalav Olakatef Bahen. You're allowed to knead the dough in water, or in honey, or in oil. Uviyom Arishon Asur Lolosh V'Lukto Fel B'mayim Bilvad. But the first night, the first day, you can only have matzah that wasn't kneaded with these other things. Lo mishum chametz ala kedei shiyah lechem oni. It's so that it's lechem oni. Uviyom arishon bilvad hu shetzarach lios zichron lechem oni. So by the first day, you have to have lechem oni. You have to have the idea of lechem oni, that it has to be simple. You can't put other ingredients into the matzah of the first night of the matzah shel mitzvah because of the din of lechem oni. So you're not allowed to have matzah that has oil in it, or matzah that's matzah ashira, that's considered rich matzah, and lechem oni is just very basic. And the Rambam in the Seder also, in source number 13, Parakhes Alecha Vav, he says, V'achach mevarech al n'til sedayim enotu yadav shniya shari yisiach daitu b'shas kriyas agada, so that's rachta. V'lokech shnei rakikin, he says, you take two matzahs, two crackers, cholek echad mehen, you split up one, umeniach paros l'soch shalim, you put the half, the one that's split into the, within the bigger one, the full one, umevarech amotzi lechem min haaretz. Umepnei ma inu mevarech ashtei kikaros kishar yamim tovim, why don't you make the bracha of hamotzi on two full kikaros, like you would normally on yantif, mishum shenem or lechem oni. Ma darcho shel ani beprusa, afkam beprusa. Just like a poor person eats the matzah in pieces, you crumble it up. So too, we have to reflect lechem oni. Lechem oni demands that we eat the matzah in pieces. So there seems to be an idea of matzah's mitzvah that it be lechem oni. So I want to. So I think the idea of the Rambam saying. So how do we answer the Rambam? So what's this concept of Shemirah for the purpose of the mitzvah of matzah? Why does it? Why is it demanded based on the Rambam's idea of Shemirah? So I think it's a separate idea. I think that lechem oni, which is the opposite. Lechem oni is poor bread. So normally when you think of an entity of mitzvah, so the entity of mitzvah demands a certain level of importance of chashivas. If it's not chashiv, if nobody would ever consider, for example, any type of, you wouldn't consider dirt to be a cheftishal mitzvah, just regular dirt. It can't be an entity of mitzvah. By cheftishal mitzvah, I mean an entity that's used to fulfill a mitzvah. Part of the very definition of an entity of that fulfills a mitzvah is the idea of chashivos. It has to have a certain importance. It has to have a certain significance. So the problem is that by matzah shal mitzvah, you have a lechem oni, the idea that it's poor man. So the very nature of the matzah shel mitzvah is that it be poor, that it be simple, that it be basically poor man's bread, crackers. So the natural identity of matzah is not as of a cheftah shel mitzvah. So the Rambam, that's why I think the Rambam demands that when you do shmirah, when you guard it, the idea of shmirah is to do a l'shem mitzvah, l'shem matzah mitzvah. You have to create the entity of matzah mitzvah. You have to create it and give it a certain significance or chashivas, because its nature is to be the opposite. Its nature is to be lechem oni, to be poor man's bread, to be cheap, to be nothing. It's like dirt. But the Rambam demands, based on the halacha of Ushmartim Esamatos, that a person endow the matzah with a shem mitzvah, with an identity of mitzvah, because mitzvah is chashiv. So it's like a tarte de sastri. On the one hand, the nature of matzah is lechem oni. It has to be poor man's. It has to be dirt. It has to be nothing. But on the other hand, it's a mitzvah. It's an entity of mitzvah. So the Rambam demands, over here, by matzah in specific, or the Torah demands, based on, and the Rambam explains it this way, Shemartim Es HaMatzos, that the matzah be designated for the purpose of mitzvah, so that it have a certain chashivas, it has a certain significance. So I think that's the last idea in the Rambam. So let me just explain, just three ideas. It seems complicated, but it's not so complicated. There's really three ideas. The first is Rashi. Rashi holds that Shmura is a degrees of attentiveness, and according to Rashi, he holds that the same level of attentiveness that's demanded by matzah is demanded by mitzvah as well. That when a person encounters mitzvah, he should do it right away, meaning when a person's attentiveness is highest at the beginning of a shir, so at the beginning of your engagement, that's the best time to do the mitzvah. If not, if you let it go, it just becomes natural and mundane and loses its effect on you, on your perfection. The second idea is the Rambam, that he holds in general that Shmura Matzah means that you have to guard it from Chimetz from the very beginning. So we said that the Rambam maintains that the identity of Matzah is the privation of Chametz, it's the antithesis of Chametz, not just the absence, not just lacking Chametz, but it has to emerge from the prevention of Chametz. And then the last idea is this idea of Shmura Matzah for the Shem Mitzvah. And this is just a separate svara. I'm not sure if this is true or not, but this is what I was thinking based on the Rambam, that why does the Torah, or what's the idea of the Torah demanding a special designation by this mitzvah? You don't have this by shofar. You don't have to make a shofar. There are a lot of other mitzvahs. You don't have to make it l'shem for that purpose. So over here you do, because matzah shel mitzvah is lechem oni. It's a degraded form of bread. So it, by its nature, its natural state is not to be a chashav or considered a mitzvah or an entity of mitzvah. So the Torah demands that you endow the mitzvah, the matzah, is a matzah shel mitzvah in order to give it a certain significance, chashivas. If not, its natural state is lacking the chashivas of mitzvah. So man has to endow it. You have to be shomer it for the purpose of mitzvah in order to counter the natural state of matzah, which is lechem oni. So I think that's the last idea in the Rambam. All right. So that's really the summary of the shir on Shmura Matzah. So you had any more questions? I think somebody, Naomi, did you have a question before?